Hey, I'm Terry Stevens for Rock 94.7, Central Wisconsin's official radio/internet station for Rockfest in Cadott. A huge lineup this year, tons of bands, including Five Finger Death Punch, Godsmack, Iron Maiden, and of course, the legendary Def Leppard. Earlier this week, we had an opportunity to sit down with Joe Elliott, lead vocalist of Def Leppard, to pick his brain and talk about the show. Joe Elliott, thank you so much for calling in this afternoon, man. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure, man. Pleasure.
Before we get to anything else, Joe, our condolences on the loss of your father. How are you and the family doing these days?
Fine. Absolutely fine. You know, I mean, life moves on, and it was difficult last summer because, you know, we were on the road, and consequently when you do that, you just have this massive weight on your shoulders of responsibility because, A, you need to get home to your ma, and secondly, you seem to be letting a lot of people down by cancelling, you know, up to 3 weeks of his work. But we were really lucky that we managed to reschedule every show except the Cadott Rockfest, which we are doing this year. So we're actually making that one up now, albeit a year later.
We are looking forward to having you. The last time you played Rockfest was in 2003. Joe, 9 years later, you're returning to Rockfest with Poison and Lita Ford. The question that we're dying to know the answer to is, who pulls more groupies, Def Leppard, Poison, or Lita Ford?
I think when it comes to between us and Poison, I mean, they probably them, I wouldn't imagine, I don't know, but I think most people these days are all kind of, you know, married and had kids and things. In fact, I think, if I remember rightly, while we were out with Poison in 2009, Ricky Rocket went home for a couple of days to have a kid. His wife had one for his wife to have a kid. And a stunt drummer was flown out, which I think was Eric from Cinderella. So, you know, I didn't really see that many groupies backstage. You know, we don't really have them because everybody in the band is married with kids and stuff. So we kind of tend to just, like, chill out with our family after the show these days.
So there's no chance of Joe Elliott doing a TV show on VH1 where he selects from a harem a la Bret Michaels? That's not for you, pal?
Not really, no.
Now, Joe, you guys have been doing this since the late 70s. What is the most memorable moment from the road that you can share with us without attracting the attention of law enforcement? Now, keep in mind, you're a foreigner. You may have diplomatic immunity.
I think, you know, for me, it's always the obvious stuff. It's not the kind of periphery things that people think, like the drugs and the sex. It's actually the rock and roll. You know, I think the fact that when we went on stage at Live Aid in 2005, I actually got word from the side of the stage that there was 1 million people down the, you know, stood in front of us. I mean, that was pretty memorable for us, you know. Maybe, I mean, I dare say 900,000 of them probably didn't even know who we were. But the fact that there's 1 million people stood in front of you is like, pretty scary thing, you know. That was very, very memorable. As was, you know, the Don Valley gig we did in our hometown of Sheffield in 93, where we pulled 50,000 people in our hometown. I mean, that really was like, you know, boys are back in town sort of thing. It was just a really good thing.
Even though you're a longtime pro in the biz, do you still get that nervous energy before you hit the stage, or is it just like, hey, you know, we've done this, let's do our thing?
No, I think you need a certain amount of nervous energy, otherwise you can go on a bit blasé. You know, I think you need to know that the band that went on before you went down real well, so you can't rest on your laurels. You need to be aware of the fact that, you know, you've got to be on your game, you know, at all times, and that gives you a nervous energy. You know, people have expectations of you. You can't just wander out there and just, like, you know, willy-nilly do nothing, you know.
I'm Rock 94.7's Terry Stevens. You're listening to an interview that we did with Def Leppard's lead vocalist, Joe Elliott. You can catch them at Rockfest in Cadott this summer. All the details on the show are online at rock947.com. Our interview with Joe continues. Now, you also have your own radio show, your own internet radio show. Now, this afternoon at 5 on Rock 94.7, we're going to do this thing called Terry Stevens Threesome, where our listeners select three songs to be played. And what I'd love to have, because you know, you're a hero, you're a legend around here. We would love it if you would make your own Terry Stevens Threesome. What songs should we play this afternoon at 5?
By any artist?
Any artist, you pick.
Okay, I think you should play Rebel Rebel by David Bowie, Mott the Hoople, and I think you guys call it Banger Gong by T-Rex.
Excellent. I will jot those down and we'll get them. Those are in my personal library, too. You got good taste, man. Excellent.
Well, I do my best, you know. That's why I get to do the radio show, because I get to share my iPod with the world. It's a wonderful thing.
Now, Joe, over the years in Def Leppard, you have asked your fans a lot of questions, and I think it's only fair that as the fans, we get to ask you the very same questions. Joe Elliott, are you ready for the Def Leppard Lyrical Lightning Round?
I'll give it a go.
All right, here we go. Joe Elliott, question number one, do you take sugar?
Yeah, I do, one lump, actually.
Okay, that was going to be my next question, one lump or two. Question number three, then, are you getting it?
Quite frequently, actually, yes.
Really getting it?
Absolutely.
Next question, what do you want? What do you want?
I want a successful tour this summer. That would be great, you know, but rock and roll would do for me.
Our next question, when you make love, do you look in the mirror?
No, not really, because it's on the ceiling, so I'd be facing downwards.
Fantastic. Who do you think of? Does he look like me?
I don't know what you look like, but I doubt it very much.
I hope to God it doesn't look like me. It'd be horrifying if it were. Next question. Joe, do you think twice or just touch and see?
I just say touch and see and go lucky dip, see what happens.
Are you starting to regret writing some of these lyrics now?
Not really. I'm just regretting answering these questions.
Okay, a couple more then. Joe, am I getting through or do you please yourself?
No, you're getting through. Yeah, you're getting through.
Next question. Joe, do you want to get rocked?
Always, you know. I do occasionally. I want to get sold, and I want to get punked, and I want to get classicaled. But most of the time, I want to rock, yeah.
Hey, so do we, brother. Joe Elliott, we cannot wait to see you at Rockfest in Kadot this summer. Thank you so much for calling in and being such a good sport and for answering some of the questions you've been asking us all these years.
You're welcome, you know.
And thank you for listening to Rock 94.7's podcast of our interview that we did with Def Leppard's Joe Elliott. I'm Terry Stevens. While you're at rock947.com, be sure to check out some of the other podcasts that we've done. And keep listening to Rock 94.7 to win tickets to see Def Leppard, Iron Maiden, Godsmack, Five Finger Death Punch, and so much more at Rockfest in Kadot this summer. For more Rockfest details, check out rock947.com. Thanks for listening.